Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
It's 5 o'clock and time for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. There's plenty ahead during the hour, including Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now, Jeff Ishii with On the Farm, and more. Let's get going with a ride to the American countryside.
The terrain of eastern Kentucky makes travel a bit of an adventure yet today. Roads and highways snake between the rugged hills of the Appalachian chain. That difficulty in travel was highlighted during the Civil War. I'll explain on this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
The terrain of eastern Kentucky has much to do with storylines that played out during and immediately after the Civil War.
We're very isolated, a mountainous area, not a whole lot of flat farmland, and very difficult to get to.
Reed Potter Jr. shares the story from Pikeville, Kentucky. During the Civil War, the isolation of this place led to a lack of government and regular law enforcement.
At the time where all this starts, all the hate starts, and that's during the Civil War, our courthouse closes in December of 61. And doesn't reopen again until the summer of 65.
And in the absence of those county officials, others stepped into roles on an ad hoc basis. Their success probably depended much on whose side you were on.
There's no law enforcement of any kind, except for the people figure out they have to form home guards to protect their own property and their families. There's a lot of crime going on. They were actually happy when either army came through because at least they had some kind of law.
Today, highways have been built to link communities like Pikeville to the rest of Kentucky and surrounding states. At the time of the Civil War, travel in and out of this area was very difficult.
Pikeville itself changed hands, we think, about nine times the first year of the war. The reason for that is no army could stay here. They couldn't get supplies here.
In 1865, the states in the South surrendered to the Union Army, and an era of Reconstruction began. But here in eastern Kentucky and across the state line in West Virginia, the fighting was still very much alive. In fact, in many ways, the conflict became more fierce in some communities after the war, a trend we know because of a feud between the Hatfields and the McCoys. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Pikeville, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to step aside for a quick break. Then it's back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
So we will organize business-to-business matchmaking meetings for companies, and those tend to be small and medium-sized companies that are looking to sell their products and build business pipelines in that market.
Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs, Luke Lindberg.
But then we also have a segment of these trade missions where we bring our cooperators along who are working to develop that market and provide opportunities for our commodity players in new and innovative ways.
Again, talking about the formats used for USDA ag trade missions. Well, speaking of trade, USDA's latest grain inspections report is showing strong corn movement, continuing to drive U.S. export demand. Soybeans and wheat remain mixed week to week. Total inspections reached just over 3.12 million metric tons for the week ending April 9th. Corn inspections, roughly 70.2 million bushels, down from the previous week, but still well above last year. And marketing year-to-date corn movement, now just under 2 billion bushels, running significantly ahead of last year's pace. Sorghum inspections also showing strength, 8 million bushels, on strong export trends primarily to China. Bean inspections, 29.9 million bushels, slightly above the prior week. And wheat inspections, 11.8 million bushels, down week over week, but still ahead of last year's cumulative pace, 773 million bushels. Well, U.S. beef exports declined in February, but strong demand for variety meats helped support overall value per head. According to USDA, global demand remains uneven, with market access continuing to shape those trade flows. Total beef exports fell 13% year over year. Export value dropped 10%, much of that decline tied to continued limited access to China. And despite the weaker muscle cut exports, variety meats did stand out. Shipments increased 12% from a year ago. Value surged 40%. Demand outside China, though, remains supported. Now, higher fuel prices beginning to push grain transportation costs upward. That's across rail, barge, and ocean shipping. It's adding another layer of expense for U.S. producers moving crops to market. Diesel prices jumped sharply to $5.64 per gallon. That's up 24 cents on the week, more than $2 above last year. And it increases operating costs across all freight modes. Rail demand remains strong. Grain carloads up 4% week to week and well above historical averages. Barge movements down 23%, tightening available capacity even as year-over-year volumes remain higher. Ocean freight rates, they're also moving higher. Gulf to Japan shipping costs up 4% week over week. And for ag, the combination of higher fuel prices and firm transportation demand increasing the cost of moving grain. Well, strong cattle prices and tight herd supplies are encouraging producers to consider expansion, but rising costs making financing key part of that decision. Analysis from Ag America Lending highlights how livestock loans are helping producers grow while managing financial risk. According to the report, expanding a cattle operation requires significant upfront investment. That's purchasing animals, feed, veterinary care, infrastructure, and financing options can provide some of the working capital needed. It's agriculture today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, it's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by AGI Grain Handling Equipment. Built for every farm, powered by every farmer. Peanut farmers are making a major investment in finding a cure for food allergies. And the research model they're funding has already helped crack some of the toughest problems in cancer medicine. I'll have the details when we come back. This is the AGI Minute. We continue to see innovations in the world of grain dryers. And Jeff Cruzen, the AGI Dryer Business Development Representative, has seen a lot of them in his 40-plus years in the business.
Well, over the last few years, we've seen mixed flow dryers really gain a lot of popularity. And what's driving that right now is because of the efficiency and the quality of grain that the mixed flow dryer can deliver to the customer.
We are seeing tighter margins on the farm. Jeff, what are some economic benefits for farmers drying their own grain?
The mixed flow dryers are energy efficient. That's one of the key components of the mixed flow dryer. It also allows them to control their harvest process so they can start earlier, a little higher moisture. They're able to take advantage of some of the earlier contracts during the earlier season. But at the end of the day, drying or a dryer is really just an insurance policy for them to be able to dry grain and control that harvest.
Visit aggrowth.com. For decades, peanut allergy has been one of the most feared diagnoses a parent can hear. It's life-threatening, it's growing, and until recently there was no cure in sight. The peanut industry is done waiting around. The National Peanut Board, the checkoff organization representing U.S. peanut farmers, has committed $2.5 million over 5 years to food allergy research and education, known as FAIR. The investment targets FAIR's Mind Melt initiative, a collaborative research model specifically designed to accelerate the path from laboratory discovery to real-world treatment. The Mind Meld approach was developed by FAIR CEO Sung Poblete during her previous role leading Stand Up to Cancer, an organization that fundamentally changed how cancer research gets done by breaking down the walls between competing scientific teams and forcing collaboration. The idea now is to apply that same model to food allergies. Food allergies are a disease of the immune system affecting more than 33 million Americans, and the goal of Mind Meld is to find pathways to retrain the immune system so it no longer treats food proteins as a threat. The science essentially reverse engineers some of the most important advances made in oncology research. Now, this isn't the peanut industry's first investment in this space. Over the past 20 years, the National Peanut Board has put more than $43 million into peanut allergy research and education. One of the most consequential results of that work is the science behind early introduction, the now widely accepted practice of introducing peanut products to infants before their first birthday to significantly reduce allergy risk. That guidance, once controversial, is now standard pediatric advice. CEO of the National Peanut Board says the industry sees this new investment as an opportunity to step up to a bigger stage, joining a broader collaborative model and calling on other commodity organizations across agriculture to do the same. I'll be back with more after this.
Ready for bigger bales? How about bigger profits? How about big time dependability from Heston by Massey Ferguson? The Heston LB 2200 Series Large Square Baler has more capacity than any baler before it, plus countless quality of life improvements to make your big baling days go as smoothly as possible. Stop by Kelly's Garage on Route 246 in Perry today or visit MasseyFerguson.com to learn more about the 2200 Series Large Square Balers.
Peanut allergies have cast a long shadow over one of America's most important and versatile crops. A cure, or even a reliable treatment, would open markets, ease restrictions, and return peanuts to lunchboxes and school cafeterias that have locked them out for years. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by AGI. Built for every farm, powered by every farmer. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, Tom and Tim have today's Ag Radio Net Farm News.
Farmers, contractors, when your equipment is down, you're not making money. Caledonia Diesel should be your parts place. We stock a huge inventory of OEM and aftermarket parts. Turbos, injectors, engine rebuild kits, air compressors, tie rod ends, airbags, filters, air valving, starters, alternators, U-joints.
We try to have it all.
Let Caledonia Diesel keep your trucks, farm machinery, and construction equipment working for you. Caledonia Diesel, Simpson Road in Caledonia. Online, CaledoniaDiesel.com.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Farmer sentiment improved in March, although the numbers came in before the dust-up in Iran and the higher energy costs. Farmer sentiment improved in March, rising to 116 points in the Purdue University CME Group's Ag Economy Barometer. Current conditions index was up by 6 points, future expectations index by 14. Future expectation index was still 12 points below last year's December index and 16 points below last year's March. Percentage of respondents citing higher input costs as their biggest concern increased from 44% to 46% last month. The percentage of respondents thinking the U.S. is headed in the right direction and expecting land prices to be higher 5 years from now has also increased. About 18% of respondents indicated their farm operations were better off in March than they were a year ago. Looking ahead 12 months, 18% expect worse financial performance, compared to 20% expecting better financial performance. The survey included questions about inflation and interest rate expectations, with about 39% of respondents expecting inflation for consumers to be above 3%, and when asked whether the U.S. prime interest rate would be lower, about the same or higher 12 months from now, 34% indicated interest rates would be lower, 16% think interest rates would be higher.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Effective parasite control is important in all livestock. Typically, spring deworming is one of the cornerstones. Effective cattle parasite control requires an integrated approach that combines strategic deworming with pasture management in order to maintain parasite-safe areas to reduce recontamination. Some key practices include using fecal egg count tests, rotational grazing if on cattle, quarantining new cattle, and treating for parasites at the right time in the right season. Strategic deworming uses anthelmintics, or dewormers, to kill adult worms before grazing and immature worms before they can shed eggs. It's important to deworm cattle in the fall after the first frost to reduce winter carryover. Young animals are the most highly susceptible. It's important to treat them 3 to 4 weeks after turnout and repeating every 3 to 4 weeks. Make sure not to treat 100% of the herd to maintain a population of parasites that aren't resistant to drugs that can help manage resistance. Control your flies by removing manure and reducing wet bedding when you're in a barn or confined areas. Use ear tags, sprays, or pour-ons for horn flies, face flies, and lice. And make sure that you treat for lice during colder weather, managing flies in mid to late summer. If you are still grazing, practice rotational grazing. Avoid overstocking and maintain pasture height to prevent cattle from grazing near the parasite larva at the bottom of the grass leaves. Make sure that you drag pastures during dry, hot weather to help break up manure pats and kill larvae. Make sure that you're elevating your feeding hygiene. Make sure that feeders are kept off the ground, reducing fecal-oral transmission. It's also a good idea when bringing new animals in to isolate them for 4 to 6 weeks, treating them for parasites before mixing with the herd. Then use tools like scoring for worms to make sure that your animals have enough flesh to stay healthy.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
While the rest of CJ Country is hitting the snooze bar, our local farmers have been hard at work for hours. There's much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report. Stay tuned for On the Farm with Jeff Ishii when we return.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Jeva Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Jeva Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Jeva Farm Supply in Batavia, North Jeva, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Jeva Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Farming, it's not for the faint of heart. There's no doubt about that. We see you sacrificing your time to make hay during the summer and feed cattle during the winter. That's why Farm Credit is here for full and part-time farmers. We know your time is precious and you want to spend it where it counts, on the farm. Contact Farm Credit for your financing needs and we'll meet you where you are. 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Farmers in our region are always looking beyond the fence line, so to speak, at farm exports. On that topic, we have this special report from Rod Bain.
What are some of the opportunities for American agricultural exports in the Southeast Asian market of Vietnam? Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Luke Lindbergh discusses some of those.
The production of proteins, and we're seeing a boom of opportunities in that space with things like soybean meal and dry distillers grains, but also U.S. proteins and dairy products are also on the rise.
The Undersecretary recently led the latest trade reciprocity for U.S. manufacturers and producers trade mission to Vietnam, a market already purchasing and benefiting from our nation's ag exports.
Best year ever last year in Vietnam for corn, for tree nuts, for wheat. They continue to be a great market for soybeans and other things as well. We're seeing across the board.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Biochar, Farmers all across our region are using biochar to improve soil health and increase crop yields. The American Biochar Institute will be hosting two educational events later this month. The first is on April 21st in Petersburg, Virginia. The second event will be on April 23rd in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The topic is Growing with Biochar. It's a training event for farmers in the Mid-Atlantic region. More information at biochar.org. That's biochar.org.
Our magnificent trees have helped shape the American spirit. Trees that clear the air and protect the land. Thick pine forest, birch trees, and apples. One tree has been selected by the people to represent all of America's trees. The oak, America's national tree. Go to the Arbor Day Foundation website, arborday.org. Learn which oaks or other great American trees are ripe for planting where you live. Discover the oak, America's national tree. That's arborday.org.
Our pearl of wisdom today is short and sweet and gets right to the point. Write your injuries in sand, kindness in marble. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Dairy farming isn't just a job. It's a legacy, generations of hard work and dedication that Farm Credit East wants to help you protect. Dairy Revenue Protection, or DRP, gives you flexible, customized coverage against unexpected declines in milk price or yield. Choose the correct coverage and ensure that the policy works around your operation, not the other way around. Contact a dedicated crop growers agent to find out how DRP can work for your operation. Visit farmcrediteast.com.
As the CJ Agribusiness Report continues, it's time for some words of wisdom from the USDA.
There have been questions from producers. And Agriculture Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce has been providing answers regarding some of the Farm Safety Net components within the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. He starts with the addition of 30 million acres to base acres used to calculate rates for agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage. The base acres are not questioned, but some producers wonder how those acres will be dispersed.
Now we are able to equally disperse those acres across the country. It's not going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. If we find a situation where there is going to be more than 30 million base acres, then we will just simply prorate those across the country. So no need to worry. No need to think, gosh, I'm going to have to be the first one in the office to stake my claim on those base acres.
And once redistribution by the Farm Service Agency concludes,
then producers will have an opportunity to make their elections in ARC and PLC.
Yet the undersecretary acknowledges for this year,
producers will likely not be making their elections until that crop is probably pretty well along. In some cases, it might be even harvest.
So sometime after base acre redistribution is complete, expected to be in late summer or early fall. Undersecretary Fordyce acknowledges,
this is not a traditional timeline, but this is kind of how it has to work for the 2026 crop because of that base acre work.
Another question, what do changes in qualified entity pass-through provisions for payment limitations mean for qualifying entities? First, the definition of qualified entities.
Partnerships, S-corporations, LLCs, joint ventures, and general partnerships.
Past law had only general partnerships receiving no payment limitations. Under the OBBBA, the other entities mentioned now are treated the same as general partnerships based on its corporate structure. Farm Service Agency is continuing work to implement provisions. So with a June 1st deadline for entity changes of farms,
we're going to waive that June 1st rule and give folks an opportunity to properly align their business entities so that they can take advantage for the 2026 crop year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Every June, we celebrate Dairy Month. But around here, every month is Dairy Month. When the CJ Agribusiness Report returns, we'll hear from Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now.
In this town, everybody's got their spot. In Leroy, it's Henry's Deli. Yeah, that's the place where you eat like a made guy. You walk right in, but he treats you right. Cold subs stacked like a skyscraper, capicola, prosciutto, fresh mozzarella, the works. Or maybe you're the hot sub type. Stinger, hot Sicilian, chicken parm. These things come out looking like they got respect. Even those made-to-order pastas, you're not just grabbing lunch. You're eating like one of Henry's friends. Henry's Deli, 24 Main Street in Leroy. Don't make us tell you twice.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media. Your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Dairy. Now, I know it's not fall yet, but already preparations are underway for another amazing World Dairy Expo, which kicks off in September 29th this year. During this opportunity, they're going to be showcasing once again their 2026 recognition awards. These nominated and selected by their peers, these individuals have made remarkable contributions to the dairy industry and their communities. We once again hear from World Dairy Expo's General Manager, Laura Hirschhaupt.
We hold the banquet for the recognition awards program within our Tanbark. So that's a really fun, exciting area that has grown in terms of its usage throughout these last probably 5 to 7 years. And it's a very, it's a large arena building that is made into a beautiful banquet space and used for a variety of reasons throughout the week of Expo.
One of the unique things is not only the grilled cheese sandwiches around the corner, but the great food that's inside that building.
That's exactly it. And, you know, the cool thing, you know, the grilled cheese stands from the Badger Dairy Club of UW-Madison. You know, that's very close. There are picnic tables there, but there's lots of meeting room, meeting tables and things within the Tanbark as well. So it serves a really cool purpose. And I think, you know, one of our guiding principles for Expo is the networking. And the event is about the people. And you see it happening over and over again right there in the Tanbark and throughout World Dairy Expo. So we're so looking forward to it.
World Dairy Expo kicks off on September 29th, running through October 2nd in Madison, Wisconsin. When we come back, we'll learn more about the theme. This is Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, hay, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back once again to Inside Dairy. Laura Hirschhaupt joins us again. She is the General Manager of World Dairy Expo as we talk about the work that's been done for this year's theme.
I am constantly amazed by the creativity of our team. And quite honestly, we sit around the table, our staff of 10, and just throw out ideas and brainstorm ideas. I mean, literally, it oftentimes starts with a word. And then, you know, we keep flushing it out further and further. In many cases, we have similar themes that we then bring together, and then we give a list of words, if you will, to a graphic designer that we work with, and then they come up with some various, you know, a couple different theme options for us to consider. Then we're working on, you know, tweaking and fine-tuning the actual theme and the artwork and everything. So it's a really, like, interesting process, and I think this year's theme is just so fitting. Really, in my mind, I mean, this is the 59th World Dairy Expo. It's all about, you know, honoring the legacy of our founding fathers, but also looking to the future and embracing the evolution of the dairy industry and what we can do to position the dairy industry to be successful in the future.
There are so many things that happen at World Dairy Expo, and I know we have some time till it gets here. It's September 29th through October 2nd. Where can folks kind of follow along, social media-wise, website-wise? Laura, can I keep up to date as to what's happening leading up to this year's Expo?
Yeah, I love that question. I encourage folks, if you're not a fan of World Dairy Expo or following our page on Facebook, make it a point to do that. That's where we post a lot of different information and the latest and greatest developments and things leading up to the show, as well as various features of commercial exhibiting companies or, you know, our recognition award winners and basically everything in between. Our website, as I mentioned earlier, worlddairyexpo.com, is a hub of information.
And that, another edition of Inside Dairy.
If you like to eat, be sure to thank a farmer. Straight ahead, we'll check in with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report.
If you like to work hard and earn good money, we've got a job for you. Pavilion Drainage is hiring heavy highway road workers, including highway guardrail installers and full-time seasonal Class A CDL driver laborers. Starting pay around $35 an hour, working 40 to 50 hours per week, plus union benefits. Paid travel throughout the western half of New York. Apply in person or by phone to Pavilion Drainage Supply, 6630 Ellicott Street Road in Pavilion, or call 585-584-3261 and get to work earning great money today.
Progressive knows that for business owners, vacations hit different. But hey, at least you finally took a vacation. And look at that. You only answered 53 calls, 84 emails, onboarded one new hire, and covered for Chris while he's out on paternity leave, and you did it all from a kayak. Because you, my friend, know how to relax. All right, you may not know how to take a day off, but you do know both your personal and business auto insurance needs can be covered in one place with Progressive. So at least that's relaxing, right? Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
More on the quest to bring underserved communities into the digital age today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. You met Tom Faree yesterday, the CEO of Connected Nation, a nonprofit based in Bowling Green, Kentucky that works to expand broadband access in the U.S. It's Connected Nation's 25th anniversary, and I talked with Faree about the earlier work done.
In 2013, well before the pandemic set in, we understood the value of telework, particularly for rural communities, and also alongside rural communities, the military community, that transient nature of the community of the military, where it's military spouses or whatnot, you know, jobs and meaningful employment are options that they didn't have.
Fast forward to 2026. Faree says Connected Nation recently created a joint venture to help fast-track their efforts.
To establish 125 internet exchange points across the country that will enable rural communities and suburban communities now to interact and transact at the same level that the urban folks do. So leveling the playing field, eliminating the digital divide. It's going to take new measures, and that's where we're focused.
Faree says Connected Nation plays no favorites in terms of the various broadband technologies, adding that they all play a part to reach the end goal of having the same level of service in Manhattan, Kansas, as in Manhattan, New York. And he'll be back tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record. It's your new quick read bulletin that's 100% local, just like CJ Country. Every month, dive into Terry Clifford's studio diaries, discover fun new places to explore with Past the Last Stoplight, and meet your neighbors and people you should know. Plus, the latest community calendar and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session Spotlight. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick up your copy today at locations like
Timmerman's Pizza and Pavilion and Shell's Post in Stafford.
Tony St. James has all the numbers from the latest market close, along with his American cattle news. But first, it's a quick check of the forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison Dip, Upstate Farms Yogurt, Sour Cream, Cottage Cheese, Fluid Milk, home to Intense Milk, and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, showers and thunderstorms mainly before 4 p.m., then showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm after 5, and some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Patchy fog before 8 a.m., high near 73. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms before 4 a.m., low around 60. For Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely before 8 a.m., and then a chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. with a high near 73. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it is 52 degrees.
American Cattle News. Can the industry benefit from this increase in demand for protein? More after this.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Dr. Glenn Tonser, Kansas State Livestock Economist.
The Meat Demand Monitor, which is based here at K-State, beef and pork checkoff funded, is a consumer survey-based effort, and every month we put out these base reports. Now that we're here early in April, the most recent information we have is for the month of March. And the demand patterns were definitely mixed in March. First with the good, the food service demand side, all our metrics were up. So there's eight different categories we're tracking each month there. And in all eight cases, the representative or the mean U.S. resident appears willing to pay more for a dinner meal away from home in March than it was February. And quite honestly, we need to see more of that and some recovery in the food service channel. We can come back to that if you want. But it was offset by a bearish point, and that is six of the eight things we track for retail, so think for at home, were down in March compared to February.
But isn't there an increase in demand for protein?
So I think beef is benefiting from the broader, you know, protein is in, you know, people want more protein, that's good for meat. But specific to beef, I think the perception of its taste profile has improved. Certainly the consistency of the perception of consistency has improved. And you don't get either of those overnight. I mean, I want to impose here is there's lots of ways to produce cattle, right? Lots of different genetic and management decisions. You can choose how you market them, right? The feedlot packer interface, different ways to market cattle. And we tend to see a, you know, more grading prime, upper choice, which is consistent with clinically higher cattle quality, which directly aligns with what we understand about desires from the consumer. And when you get the product to match what the public wants, markets tend to reward those that are doing that. And I think the cattle industry and the beef industry have collectively gotten a lot better at that over the last 20 years. And quite simply, the last couple of years have gotten some fruits for that labor.
American Cattle News.
Let's talk vinyl. Vinyl new construction windows and vinyl replacement windows. You've heard the radio and TV ads offering buy one, get one free. Well, how much do they mark up the original price to be able to offer these deals? A lot. At First Lumber, we give you a fair, competitive upfront price without all the games. We offer the same warranties as the radio and TV guys, and we proudly carry United and Atrium brand windows, meaning you can buy with confidence when you buy at Burt's. Burt's Lumber and Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
Get ready to save big during the Hustler Spring Sales event. From April 15th through May 31st, save up to $350 on Raptor Series and up to $550 on Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers. Built tough and engineered for long-lasting performance, Hustler mowers are made to keep you mowing season after season. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull and shop the Hustler Spring Sales event today. Offer valid April 15th through May 31st of 2026. Or while supplies last. See dealer for details.
Here's a look at how your markets closed on Tuesday. May corn was up 2 3/4 at 4.43. July up 1.5 at 4.52.5. December dropped a half to 4.70.5. The May beans were down 4 1/4 at 11.58. July down 4 3/4 to 11.72 3/4. And November off 5 3/4 at 11.44. In Chicago, May wheat was up 9 3/4 at 5.92. July up 10 at 6.01 1/4. Minneapolis spring wheat May was up 13 1/2 to 6.38. And July was up 12 3/4 at 6.52. In the hard red winter, May was up 19 1/2 at 6.22 3/4. And July was up 19 3/4 to 6.36 1/4. Cotton futures traded lower, with May dropping 19 points to 74.34. July dropped 11 to 76.52. And December was off 61 at 77.20. Back in Chicago, April live cattle up $1.92, 52.55. June up 290 to 251.42.5. August up 207.5 to 246.52.5. April feeders up $1.40 at 375.87.5. May up 202.5 at 374.85. August up 250 at 375.82.5. Lean hogs were down 62.5 at 94.22.5. June settled 67.5 lower at 102.45. And July down 72.5 at 105.35. In the class 3 milk, April down 3 cents, 16.97. May was unchanged at 17.14. Crude oil finished $7.80 lower at 91.28 on West Texas Intermediate May. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials up 317 to 48.535. The NASDAQ up 455 to 23.639. The S&P gained 81 to 69.67.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Debbie Childress, director of the Grayson County Alliance, a food pantry in rural Kentucky. Thanks to a local farmer, we recently received a $2,500 donation from America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer. As a result, we expanded a classroom where we teach families about nutrition and personal finance. I encourage all farmers to enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local nonprofit. Visit growcommunities.com.
Do you know the difference between a caregiver and a care partner? When it comes to dementia, those terms help us understand the shift from two people helping each other more or less equally to one person becoming much more dependent on the other. Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, parent, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being the dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. Having helpful information about dementia can empower you to survive and thrive as a caregiver. Hello, I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you've provided. I have faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and important facts about brain health, dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.